Hi, my name is Victoria, founder of Essentially an Empath, and these are my ramblings. I'm welcoming you into my life where we talk about motherhood, self-care, mental health, empath intuitive psychic abilities, and natural solutions. These are just some of the things that I thoroughly enjoy and love to talk about. So I hope you enjoy these as well. I use a lot of the information that comes through spirit, and it's very off the cuff and more than likely will not be edited. So I hope you enjoy this from one mom to another. I cannot wait to get on this journey with you. All right, friends, fellow empaths, it's been a hot minute since I have released an episode. I am driving home from dropping my oldest off at school. The little one's in the car with me, so if you hear a little, brruh, 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 that's him. But one of the things that I really wanted to talk about and dive into is about being an empath who is not, like, the power that they have is being controlled by other people. Okay, so hear me out on this. I have always liked other people to show me how to do things correctly and then copy it. Now, why would that be something that I, as an empath, would want to do? Well, being an empath, being psychic, being intuitive, if that is not an acceptable norm, where you're around or around the people who you're with, then you want to try and mimic other people. Like, especially like in like childhood or young adults, like they want to do what their peers are doing. So having someone else show you what to do ensures that you're not like being quote unquote different, right? The like survival instinct is kicking in of like, if I don't do the things or look like the other people, then I will be the first on the chopping block, so to speak. Even though we're pretty safe and we don't have other people hunting us or other things hunting us or whatever, like this is not like we're in a civilized country or world for the most part. So we're like in a civilized world, place, whatever, for the most part. And, you know, by ensuring someone else shows us the things to do and be, it actually stops you from going in to your intuition, because you're checking externally for validation of, I should be doing this. I need to be doing that because so-and-so is doing this, or this is being done this way, because there's kind of a lack in confidence of what you're doing, because what you see is like 80% of the population is doing things differently than how you would do it. So you want to make sure that you're assimilating usually. So I've found that being an empath, one of my biggest struggles is that I want other people to show me exactly how to do something so that I don't seem different. Because being an empath is kind of being different. It's freaking cool though, because you can just know things without really understanding why you know things. And I think that's why I've always gravitated to having other people show me how to do things, because I've always had spirit side like knocking on my door, trying to tell me things, to do things, on how to do things. And I've just been like, you know what, spirit, shut up. And that has really cut off my connection with spirit and myself, really, asking other people to show me how to do things, because I'm trusting them over what my spirit and my intuition is telling me, because I think that it's wrong because I don't see other people acting the way that I act. In the sense of being intuitive and psychic and sensitive. So one of the things that I want to ask to all my empath friends out there is, if you've noticed this as well, is that being an empath and also being a people pleaser and also trying to stay safe and also trying to mimic other people is that instead of actually listening to yourself or your guides or your spirit or God, whoever you consult with, is that you look outwards and look for other people to tell you how to do things, who to be, what to say, what to dress, where to go, what to buy. So much so that it shows or it comes off as being a people pleaser, or it also comes off as lack of confidence for fear of being different. I don't know if that lands, but for me, that's something that I just really have been having on my chest lately and been kind of mulling over, is I've struggled a lot with like the shoulds versus the woulds. Like, I should be doing X, but really I should be asking myself, well, there's the should, right? Should is not a nice word. So I always think like, I should be doing X. I should be doing this. I should be this. But really, I need to be asking myself, what would you like? Like, I would like to maintain a healthy lifestyle. I would like to go to the gym more often. Why? Because I know that moving my body will provide me support. Now, I should be going to the gym because I need to lose weight. No. We need to reframe this, and we don't need to check and validate from other people what we should be doing. Once you're asking you, should I be doing this? That's where you start questioning yourself. That's where you start asking external sources for confirmation of what you know you would like to be doing. And really, you need to consult with yourself and your spirit guides of like, what would I like to do? I would like to keep my house tidy so that I can invite people over as I please and feel less stress. Awesome. But no one else can tell me that. No one else can tell you that. This is your, like, if you had a reason or needed a reason to stop asking other people what you should be doing, who you need to be, this is it. This is your sign. All right. I hope this helps. I also want to say this is right before the holidays, and I hope you have a good holiday season, and I will catch you guys in the new year. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Ramblings with Essentially an Empath. I hope you enjoyed today's content. If you happen to really, really love it, I would really appreciate if you took a moment to share with your friends and leave a comment or shoot me a DM at my Instagram, Essentially an Empath, and give me some feedback. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, love from Victoria.